Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Branch President Kenneth Hodge with a Sunday morning postal rap session. This rap session is one big, massive apology to the whole replacement union personnel in Columbus, Ohio, especially a deep, deep, heartfelt apology to one of the mail handlers. I won't say her name, because I don't know if she would like me to do that or not, but her initials are PH. Her code name is number one. I sincerely apologize because I put out bad information. I try to make sure that I study appropriately so that this don't happen, but it happened this time. And I would also like to thank a mail handler from the mail handler webpage by the name of Norman Allen. Brother Allen, I appreciate your response. It gave me a new area in which to look and study. And based on your response and the manner in which you responded, it made it it was received very welcomely. And thanks to you, I learned something about retreat rights and being reassigned to your area. So kudos to Brother Norman Allen and a big major apology to Sister Patty Hawkins. In fact, if both of you would hear the podcast and send me an email to Kenneth Hodge at npmhu304.com, I will personally send you a $25 gift certificate somewhere handy that you like to shop or eat. So again, that's my way of saying thank you. Now let me put the correction out. When I originally said that there were no provisions for insects and canvassing other than when a position was abolished out of a section, and it was not the junior person's position that was abolished. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. And again, even though I put it out wrong, I'm very pleased to find out the correct way. And when I say I put it out wrong, let me tell you what happened or why I got distracted. I understand bidding to be a set process. Whether it's sectional bidding, facility bidding, bidding is bidding. I was under the impression that insects and canvassing was different from sectional bidding. So again, those terms are synonymous, and now I'm a smarter president for knowing that. Also, Brother Norman Allen referred me to Article 12C, 4C, short paragraph C. Such reassigned full-time employees retain the right to retreat to the section from which withdrawn only upon the occurrence of the first residual vacancy in the salary level after employees in the end section in the section have completed bidding. Now, and I got to tell you, I want to really say again, thank you, Brother Norman, for shining that light on that. But had I been in office, I promised my staff and my members this would have been pointed to me a lot earlier because, believe me, I would have had access to national resources. So, again, wrong is wrong, and I was wrong on that. And this is my way of correcting and apologizing. Failure to bid for the first available vacancy will end such retreat rights. Now, again, I was thrown because when we start talking about bidding, again, I was under the impression that in-section canvassing is different from sectional bidding. But between the contract and the CIM, I understand, again, those two terms to be synonymous. The right to retreat to the section is optional with the employee who has retreat rights with respect to a vacancy in a lower salary level. So if you are level 5 and you get XSL, a level 4 comes open, you don't have to exercise your retreat rights on that bid and still maintain your retreat rights because you were a level 5 and you can wait till another level 5 becomes open. Failure to exercise the option does not terminate the retreat right, and the salary level in which you were reassigned away from the section. So again, you have the right to wait until level 5 becomes open and then exercise your retreat rights. So long story short, I put out bad information, incorrect information on retreat rights. And this is my attempt to, again, correct the information and apologize to Ms. Hawkins and really compliment Brother Norman Allen. Again, both individuals, if you'll contact me at, well, send me an email at Kenneth Hodge at npmhu304.com. I'll send you a $25 gift certificate. Thank you. Let's have a wonderful day.